Good morning. It is 7:32 straight up. 7:32 a.m. Monday, February 21st, 2022. Welcome to Up Early Before Everyone Else with Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn, and as always, I am always up before everyone else. And I was up early this morning, but I decided to wait till now to record this episode. I'm not going to keep y'all. I just want to come on and say, hey, I haven't recorded an episode since Christmas. The last episode I recorded was December 24th, I believe, 2021. And the reason why I haven't is because I've been in school. I had a lot going on. I had my doctor's appointments. And then I was trying to record, like, I had so many episodes that I wanted to upload, but, you know, I was like, nah, because, and then there was one day, right, it was one day I was trying to record, and I recorded the show, like, 4 or 5 times, and I was like, there's no way in hell, no, I'm not, if I have to record, stop and record. I'm not doing that because my heart was in it. And like I was saying to myself this morning, I have to record and my heart has to be in this for y'all, because if it's not, it's not going to come out right. Like, I can't sit up here with stuff on my mind, you know, thinking about some stuff and trying to come on and, you know, talk to y'all. And that's not what I wanted to do. But I just want to say welcome to all my new listeners. Hey to all my old listeners, you know, what's up, y'all? All over the world, like, I checked out my analytics this morning and I was just like, yay. Welcome, y'all. And it's funny because I haven't done this in almost 2 months. It would have been 2 months, you know, in a couple days. And I found myself slipping because, you know, I was in a car accident in October, and I found myself slipping after that, and I wasn't able to do it mentally. So I think I did come on and I did address the fact that I was in a car accident, and it, like, really messed me up to the point where I can't do hair anymore. So that's why I'm in school. I wasn't going to do hair anymore anyway, because it's not what it used to be for me. The industry is not what it used to be. And that's that's from my standpoint. And I wanted to do something different. And I'm back in school. And I told you guys that. And going to therapy. And then it was the holidays. And I wanted to spend time with my family. You know, I had a lot going on. So I said, you know, I won't be able to get myself, you know, but I need to, because you guys are my family too, and I love each and every one of y'all. But I'll be back. I do have class this morning. Class is at 9. And then I have a doctor's appointment, and then I have some more studying to do. But I just wanted to drop in and say, hey, you know, like, I did do a show because, oh, my God, y'all, it's been so much going on. I did do a podcast. I did do a show earlier, and I didn't, you know, I deleted everything. I deleted everything this morning, and I was just sitting here, I'm writing Be Ever Wonderful, you know, the follow-up to Love's Holiday, and so far, I am loving it. Like, I started reading it last night, and I'm already on page 99. I love it because, you know, I love writing, and it's my therapy. It soothes me. But, y'all, I cannot begin to tell y'all what the hell's been going on in my life. And I usually try not to give a lot of tea, but, you know, The Art of Forgiveness is going to be the title of my next podcast. I want you all to tune in because I wish I didn't delete it. I wish I didn't delete the first broadcast of The Art of Forgiveness because it changed. I don't know if y'all know, but I love Jay-Z, and Jay-Z has this one line that me and my brother always say, it was all good just a week ago. Yeah, how somebody left your life and came back into your life and you forgive them. And forgiveness is not for them, it's for you. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like I made up this whole big thing about forgiveness. Da, 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 da. And now I'm like, bitch, fuck you. I really wish that I did not delete that. So I could have listened myself and then I could have went back and did like a rebuttal. Like, yo, I don't feel like that no more. I really don't. But I was just in here writing and I was like, well, let me just look, see what's going on with the analytics and everything. And I just saw the list of like, you know, new listeners from like all over. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to get on here and I got to talk to y'all. Like, oh my God. Like, I'm still here. I'm still going to do this. I've just been so distracted with school and therapy and doctor's appointments and, you know, just life, you know, and you just got to squeeze this in here. But like I said before, your heart has to be in this. Because if your heart is not in this, then you can't do it. You know, you just can't come on like and say, oh, I want to do a podcast for the money. No, you can't do that either. Because it'll come eventually. Trust me, I know. It will come. It'll come. It'll come quicker for others and slower for, you know, some people. But once you get there, oh my God, the feeling is unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. And like the overwhelming joy you feel when you look and you see like, oh my God, who are y'all? Like, hey, can I like give you me? Like, what's going on? What's tea, y'all? And I just wanted to come on and say thank you. Say, hey, you know, I'm still here. I'm just working it out, doing what's best for my future. But there has been some things that's been going on in my life, and I'm going to talk it over with y'all. You know, I want to know, like, am I the only one going through this? Am I the only one that's going through these things? And I know I'm not. You know, like someone left your life. They left your life, okay? They left your life, okay? Remember this, okay? Remember this. Monday, February 21st, 2022. Remember what I tell you. They left you, okay? Came back to you. And then left. And not, they didn't leave. You left this time. You welcomed them back. You forgave them. Because like I said, forgiveness is for you. It's not for them. It's for you. You know? And you moved on with your life. You're doing big things. You're dating. Which, by the way, y'all, I have a date on Thursday. Anyway. So you're dating and you're going on with your life. And you're doing big things with your life. New things. You're meeting new people. Everything you manifested. I swear to God. Everything you manifest. Is like coming into fruition. Like you can reach your hand out and you can like touch it with the tips of your finger, with your fingers. And here this motherfucker come. And like totally try to flip your life upside down. Y'all, let me tell you. I got time. Okay. Because my class don't start till 9 and it's 7:41. And I have plenty of time, actually. But I really didn't want to. Okay. All right. So here we go. So as you guys all know, but if you don't know, let me introduce myself. My name is Monica Lynn. I am the author of Love's Holiday, which is on sale now. Check it out on Amazon. It's on sale on Amazon, but it's $20 everywhere else. But if you want to go to Amazon and get it, it's like $4, I think 97 cents. And then like Kindle is like $4.99 or something like that. Go check it out. It's wherever books are sold, y'all. I've been doing this podcast for a year. I had my 1-year anniversary in October. I started this, I'm going into my second year. So I started it because I was home. I wasn't doing anything. I was about to publish Love's Holiday, and I wanted to give my rebuttal on the presidential election because I'm like, I'm fussing and cussing at this TV. I said, let me, you know what? I want people to hear what I got to say. But I don't do politics anymore because politics drains the holy fuck out of me, y'all. And excuse my language, I cuss a lot. But I started back in October 2020, and I covered the presidential election. I covered COVID. I even had like a love experience, like my love horror stories. I did that for a little bit. And then I said, like, out of respect for my friend and his, you know, situation, I decided that I wasn't going to do him anymore. But I find myself talking about them every once in a while, you know, because the relationships that I was in made me to the woman that I am now, and it strengthened me. And I know that I have to look what I have to look for in someone, you know, and I know what to accept and what not to accept. Basically, what I got was shit. But I'm not going to say it was shit. It was shit. It's different. Like, what the fuck is the difference? Shit is shit, okay? You have to realize your worth. And I thought that was my worth, but then I look and I'm like, oh my God, it's shit. But let me tell you something, it made me into the woman that I am today. You know, I'm not sad, and I don't know if you can hear it in my voice anymore. I'm not that woman, that I'm not her. Like, I'm different now. It's just like everything has changed so drastically, and I'm loving the person that I am. I'm loving her. So I was in a relationship for about 4 years. And it was like one of my first real life adult relationships, you know. And we broke up. He found somebody else. Child, I remember sitting at this damn table, telling y'all how bad I felt, telling y'all the tears, the sleepless nights. I didn't feel like a woman, and da 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 da, la da da da. Bitch, when I tell you the grass is not greener on the other motherfucking side of town, that bitch is not green on the other motherfucking side. Can't even get it out. The other motherfucking side of town. That shit is fucking astro motherfucking turf, bitch. Let me tell you. I think I told you that we've reunited. I don't recall, because like I said, it's just me. I don't have no producers. I don't have no director. It's just me and my MacBook and my iPhone. I would have to go back and look at my notes. See, like today, I didn't write no notes because I was just supposed to come over here and jump off and say, hey, y'all, and jump back off. I didn't think I was going to do an actual show. But I'm like, why would I leave you in suspense and say, I'll be back tomorrow, and then what if I don't come back until March? But no, it's not going to be like that no more, y'all. But I think I did tell y'all that we reunited and we went out, and that it felt good to be, it felt good. Ooh. It felt divine, you know, and I never name drop. And the only way that someone will know who I'm talking about, if that person actually says who they are. And you'll have to be a complete and utter jackass to reveal yourself. And the people that I know, you may know or you may not know, but I don't give a damn. I don't care if you know. Because you can't clock a bitch that can clock her own tea. That's what T.S. Madison said. And I love the T.S. T.S. Madison said, you can't clock my tea because I'll tell you my tea. Shit. But anyway, we reunited. We reconnected or whatever. And it was nice. It was nice. Then, let me tell you, money is the root of all evil. And you know, when you get into an accident, you get a settlement. And I got my settlement. You know, I don't have a job just yet. But
you know, the money that I have to live off this money. You know what I'm saying? And I got money. I'm not going to tell my financial shit, but I'm all right. We okay over here. I'm all right over here. I've always been all right over here. So okay. I don't want to give away too much, but I just wanted to say that the grass is greener on the other side, y'all. I can't give away so much information. I can't give away so much, but I just want to tell y'all this. I went through my breakup privately. I cried, I prayed, I meditated, and throughout the whole entire ordeal, I trusted God. I trust God. That's all I kept saying. God, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. Because I do. And you cannot mistreat people who trust God. You cannot mistreat us. You know, you cannot check a girl who double checks with God. Like, I'm going like, wait a minute, hold up. Let me ask God first. Wait a minute, hold up. You can't do that to people whose faith is strong. I have strong faith. I have a strong support system. But I went through it privately and I said to myself, I said, you know what? I'm going to go through this breakup and I am going to, wait a minute, live text. All right, go ahead and install it. So I wanted to go through that and I went through it. I went through with it with dignity. You know, I allowed myself to be down and allowed myself to get up. And, you know, I never thought that, that was going to happen. I never thought that I would actually see what he's going through. And I'm not sitting here and I'm not relishing. I'm not, you know, ha-ha. I'm not doing that, no. But I forgive you. I love you. I forgive you. But I got to do what's best for Monica. I gotta stay away from you. You know, I got to stay away, you know, because, okay, well, what are y'all talking about? Sorry, I'm talking to my MacBook. It asked me to do a software update, and then it said it got a problem. So what's the problem? You just said, well, okay, whatever. Okay, fine. All right, I don't care. I do not care. What is going on? Can somebody tell me? Let me just stop it because I can't get ready to go to class and class starts in another hour and it said the install was going to take more than an hour. I mean, more than, and I don't got time for that. I don't have time for this either. I don't have time for any of it. What is going on? Like, come on, y'all. It's my damn Wi-Fi. I'm sorry. I have Wi-Fi. I actually have actual Wi-Fi. But it's having a hard time picking up. It's looking for the network. All right, there it is. All right, are we back in business? I could have paused it. And let me be right back, y'all. All right, y'all, I'm back. It was just like my internet was going in and out. So I don't even know, like, what's tea with it, what's going on. But like I was saying, I really don't want to get into the situation. But I just wanted to let y'all know that there is life after death. I felt like after that breakup, I died. And now to see, to hear the things that he's going through, you would, like I said, you would think that I would be relishing in it, but I'm not, because I feel like it's really sad. It's a really sad situation, and I don't wish bad luck on nobody. I don't wish no bad karma on nobody. I just want everybody happy, and I want what's best for everybody in the situation. But, you know, I also can't be drained, and I also can't be taken advantage of. So I had to step away. But like I said, I wish I did not delete it, because it will be compared to the January 14th to February 21st. And you could see, like, not even a month span, how everything just changed. Everything changed. And it was all good a week ago. It was all good a week ago. But like I said, out of respect for him, like I did with my other friend, out of respect for him, I am not saying anything about the situation. And I know I'm talking in riddles, but I have to respect my friend and his dignity. You know, like, you can't go around and start, you know, telling people business, because that's not a good look for you. Like, I seen what happened with Tasha Gay and Cardi B, okay? I'm not trying to be like that, but I don't even think that he listens to my podcast. But you never know who's listening. So I just wanted to let you guys know that it's okay to forgive those who hurt you. And karma, what goes around, I will say this, what goes around does come back around. Those tables will turn. And the grass is not greener on the other side. And people aren't who they say they are. Because when you first meet somebody like Chris Rock said, you're meeting their representative. And you don't know somebody until you live with them. And then shit gets deep. And you really, you know, you really can't do anything, you know. And then shit happens, you know. And I'm sorry y'all to be talking in riddles. Like I said, I'm sorry to be talking in riddles. But like I said, I want to respect my friend's privacy, dignity, not privacy, dignity, you know. But if it was someone else that I'm very, very close to, they would have been like, so what, bitch? But I'm not like that. I really want what's best for people. You know, I really want you to get the best out of life and the best that this life has to offer for you, you know. And I tell my friends that all the time. I want the best for you. This is not a race. It's not a race. It isn't. It isn't a competition. I'm in my lane. You're in your lane. We're all in our lanes. We're all going through something. Like, I saw a meme the other day on Insta that said, all right, am I the only one that's going through anything? Was it just me and Kanye? Like, what is going on? Like, what's tea? But, you know, we grow up. We grow apart. And that's a part of life. You know, one day you're friends, the next day you're not. But all of my decisions that I've made based on my relationships were for me. You have to set boundaries. You have to forgive. You have to set boundaries. Boundaries are big when you're an adult. Boundaries are really huge. Like, I tell people that all the time. Like, I have boundaries. Like, I'm going to school to better myself. You know, like, I'm going to school. I'm doing this for my family. I'm doing this for my kids, my husband, my future, you know, my mom. You know, I'm doing this for me and my family. You know, and I pray, I read the book, the word. I don't read the Bible. I don't know the Bible like that, y'all, but I do read the thing, the parts that I do understand. And what I don't understand, I will Google it. But I just want what's best for people. And like I said, an adult, you need boundaries. You need to be like, no. No. You know, like, if I don't do what you want me to do, you can't get mad at me. That's like, if you don't do what I want you to do, I can't be mad at you. I'm an adult. I'm not expecting you to do anything. If I asked you, do you want to go out with me for pizza? And you say, no, Monica, I got something else to do. But then I find out you went out with CJ for pizza. I ain't going to get mad. Why would I get mad? That's money in my pocket. I got my money in my pocket. You know, but that's a part of being an adult. That's a part of life. Boundaries, respect, acceptance, forgiveness. And I forgive you. And I had a ball with y'all this morning. It's 7:59 a.m. It's almost 8 o'clock. So I'm going to get back on this computer. I'm going to write and read Be Ever Wonderful. Be Ever Wonderful is part two of Love's Holiday. So if you haven't read Love's Holiday, spoiler alert, it's my show. I do whatever I want. So, wait a minute. It picks up 4 years after the holiday. And it's funny because, I want to put this out there real quick. It's funny, I remember during the editing process of Love's Holiday, one of my editors asked me that I want to put the year that baby Jamie was born. Because, you know, and I said no. Because it's a soap opera. And you know how people on soap opera like how they had babies on the soap opera. And then you look up, like, next week they're grown. You know, like how, you know, they're grown. Like, they just had the baby and the baby's in college. And then, you know, the baby is big, you know. You know, that's how it is. It's like they don't age. But the kids age. Like, it's funny. I didn't want to put no age on there because it's 4 years after the first holiday. But if you think about it, in the book, Peace opened in 98, 99. So 4 years, 2001, 2003, 4. It'll be like 2003, 2004. So you would think that, and they were together for 20, altogether 20 years. So it picks up, you know, they're my age. I'm 43. So it comes on, it's present, and then she goes back and she tells the story. They're telling her story, Jamie and Ashanti, they're telling her story. But then it comes back to the present. And then she has her baby. So it's like 2003, 2004. So think about it. It's later. They're like my age. They opened Peace when they were like, you know, I don't want to give too much away. That's why I just stopped. I was like, wait a minute. Maybe I'm giving away too much. But anyway, y'all, I'm in a good mood today. I pray that you all stay in a good mood. But I'm trying to think, do I want to talk about Be Ever Wonderful? I mean, I love it. But I feel like if I just want to keep pausing because I feel like if I tell, it's going to be too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be too much if I start talking. And then I'm going to just shut up. You're like, why did she shut up? Just like I'm about to stop, shut up. I'm about to shut up right now. Because I really feel like if I go into Be Ever Wonderful, it'll be too much. Because I remember I was reading reviews. I read reviews. And I know you're not supposed to. Beyonce doesn't. But I don't read. I just read reviews. And everybody want to know what happens. And I can't say what happened. Like, I remember I was telling one of my coworkers that what happened, and see, I'm about to say something else, and she was like, they what? And I was like, oops, you know. And I was just like, I remember one time I saw my cousin, I'm like, I gotta tell y'all something, I gotta tell her something happened. But I really feel like I really can't tell y'all, because I really like feel like if I tell y'all, then it'll be too much. I'm sorry. But anyway, I want you to forgive somebody today. I want you to love somebody today. I want you to pray for somebody today. I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to. I don't care. I really don't care. But it's going to be nice today in Maryland. Get outside and get some sun. I think it's supposed to be like in the 60s. And then it's supposed to be nice all week in the 60s. And then it's supposed to fucking snow on Thursday on my date night. Y'all are not going to believe where I'm going. Ugh, I don't even want to say. But I do want to tell y'all that I love y'all. I thank y'all from the bottom to the top of my heart. I encourage you to love somebody today. And I encourage you to come back and listen to me. I'll probably be back Monday this week. Because I remember I used to come on Monday through Friday. And then I have a cake back on Saturday and Sunday. And then I stopped from like to like 3 days a week. Then 2 days a week. Then once a week. I think the once a week thing is cute. I really do. But all right, y'all. I'm mambling. But I'm just so happy, y'all. I'm back, y'all. And I love y'all.